As you've no doubt heard, the Congressional Budget Office is adding to the debate over the Senate health care bill. The CBO estimates uninsured Americans will grow by 22 million people by 2026. Hawaii Public Health Institute Executive Director Jessica Yamauchi says the focus on Medicaid is screening out another important part of what could happen under the Senate bill. The Public Health and Prevention Fund would cease in October. We talked earlier, and she's glad there will not be a vote until after senators come back from the 4th of July holiday.
Yes, the first piece of good news we've gotten.
The other part that may also be construed as good news is that there are Republicans backing away from it because of what we heard from the Congressional Budget Office and the number of people who over a 10-year period would not be able to be insured, according to the way the bill is written now, some 22 million people. The national narrative is continuing, but to look at this from a Hawaii perspective and what it would mean if this bill were to somehow make it through, or certain provisions of it were to make it through, that's what I'd like to talk to you about now. What specifically could happen?
Well, this bill is worse than the House bill for the Prevention and Public Health Fund. It does completely eliminate the fund, which is tied to the Affordable Care Act. The House bill did that as well. But this actually pushes a timeline up to the next fiscal year, which would be October 1 of 2017. And our State Department of Health actually receives a lot of funds from this Prevention and Public Health Fund.
How much do we get?
We get about $17.5 million for the Department of Health. It really impacts our Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Division. There's several grants that they receive through this funding. And we would really lose critical services in heart disease and stroke prevention, nutrition, physical activity and obesity programs, and tobacco use prevention.
That's a lot of the work that you've been doing over many years, specifically with the tobacco prevention programs.
Yes.
What would that mean in terms of the monies that we've been receiving, say, from the Master Tobacco Settlement, which haven't been going into the education that once were directed to do so? Some of these monies have been picking up some of that, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah, so the tobacco settlement funding supplements what the federal funds give us as well for the tobacco programs. The Prevention and Public Health Fund has really been able to enhance a lot of the services. So with the tobacco prevention funding that we're getting from the prevention dollars, it's really allowed more access and work around priority populations, especially with behavioral health populations. So the funding really has allowed a lot more work in prevention. And I think that that's the piece that's been missing in the local conversation. We really applaud our state legislature for really tackling, trying to put into place some of the pieces of Affordable Care Act that they want to see remain in our state prepaid health care law. But what was missing from the dialogue is, what are we going to do if we lose these federal funds, which are really important to the prevention?
Which, if any of this bill were to come through in the way that you have projected it might, would mean that some of these services would be lost.
Yes. There are several staff members that are funded solely through these funds at the Department of Health. There are community grants that have been given out through these funds. Again, it's about $17.5 million that the state receives directly from this funding. We know CDC is looking at a 12% cut, because overall, the State Department gets about $200 million from federal funds. And so if we're going to see, it's not just the elimination of this fund, but we've been noticing in the president's proposed budget that he came out with, you know, cuts across the board. So there's a lot of grave concern, and we're not having the dialogue about how is the state going to help make up the loss of these federal funds.
It's been noted that the president's budget is just the president's budget. Likely it's not going to be the budget that we see come through once we get into the fall. But what are the things that you can see that would be going away, both I'm thinking for behavioral health and for prevention, including for tobacco?
Right. So as I mentioned, you know, this is really focused on a lot of grants received around heart disease and stroke prevention. We actually work with the Department of Health on a specific grant that's funded solely through this prevention fund. And the Hawaii Primary Care Association as well is working on this grant. And it's been a prevention piece and a healthcare piece where the community health centers are integrating diabetes prevention, heart disease prevention, stroke prevention work. And so, you know, I think it's great that the dialogue has really been taken up by our state legislature, and it's important that we talk about what losing Medicaid expansion is going to be and the need, you know, what's going to shift, the burden that's going to shift to the state, and that's all important conversation. We just don't want to lose sight that there's also the prevention piece that would be lost. And as we know, prevention dollars, it's really a return on investment. We need to have prevention in order to really try to help take care of healthcare issues before they are healthcare issues.
Many of our grandmothers would remind us about an ounce of prevention versus a pound of cure.
Yes.
But when we look at behavioral health, too, that really began to get a lot more traction. And if not parity, at least bridging the gap with physical illness under Obamacare, and many who are very, very concerned that that will begin to recede once again if, in fact, this part of it isn't maintained.
Right. I mean, all in all, when we look at, you know, both the House and the Senate health care bills that were proposed, it's really shifting so much of the burden to states to figure out and giving states an opportunity to opt out of certain things because they know that states aren't going to be able to afford things. And it's just making sure that we understand what that whole picture is. And, you know, I don't know how states are going to figure out how to close this gap if at some point one of these bills does pass.
Have you had some conversations with both lawmakers, the governor, to be able to remind that we're going to pay for it one way or the other?
We have been trying to have some of those conversations. You know, there were two bills moving forward in the state legislature this year that really focused on preserving some of the key aspects of Affordable Care Act. When the House bill ended up getting shelved, they ended up turning that into and passing a working group. And the interesting part with the working group is it's being chaired by the Senate and House health chairs. In the Senate, it's Consumer Protection and Health. In the House, it's the health chair. But the vice chairs are also human services chairs. And it involves several different departments. But it does not involve Department of Health, which we found interesting.
Was there any reason given why it didn't include the Department of Health?
We don't know. And as far as we know, the conversations we've had with Department of Health, they're not sure why they weren't really invited to the table either. It's, you know, it's the insurance commissioner, it's human services, it's departments of labor and industrial relations, and as needed for information, Department of Budget and Finance and Taxation. But Department of Health is not listed in this working group at all.
Yet it would be one of the auspices that would be losing a great deal of funding if the prevention
Correct.
Fund were to be sliced. An interesting next part of a conversation that I hope you'll be having soon and we'll hear more about.
Great. Thank you.
Jessica Yamauchi is the executive director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute. She hopes more people will understand what will happen if the Public Health and Prevention Fund ends under the Senate health care bill.